Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Here at the PNC studio at Halas Hall, I'm Larry Mayer, joined by the pride and joy of Joliet, Illinois, Tom Thayer. And Tom, big day for the Bears. They get a lot of players back healthy. They're going down to Tampa now with some more guys. Two of the guards, you don't have to suit up, I don't think. Right. Josh Sitton and Kyle Long are back at practice. How much of a boost is that to get so many players back heading down to Tampa and start the second half of the season?
Well, you know, it's a boost because they played so well against the Minnesota Vikings. They concentrated well on the field. They limited the penalties. Eric Kush and Ted Larson did a nice job at offensive guard. So when you talk about the players that are coming back, the guys in front of them have played so well that these guys need to earn their snaps back. And that's what I like to see, is make sure that they go out and have as good as a week of practice as they did before the Minnesota Vikings game, because it paid off on game day.
The Bears defense has not allowed a touchdown in the first half in their last three games. They go down to Tampa, where Tampa has really struggled. The Bucs are 3-17 at home since the start of the 2014 season, the worst in the NFL. I know their fans are getting a little angry down there. Tampa's 0-4 at home. Bears are 0-4 on the road. Something has to give. What's the biggest challenge they face going against an offense led by Jameis Winston?
Make sure you don't give confidence to Jameis Winston, because he's got a great receiver in Mike Evans. He's a big receiver that's really doesn't have anybody in anybody's defensive backfield that can match up in terms of size. So if you get that confidence going early, it could be tough for the Bears defense. Try to take what you've done well defensively, and that's rush from the outside, interior linebackers play well, the safety support of HJQ and Adrian Amos been able to help out the cornerbacks. Do everything in your increments well. And like the saying goes, just do your job and keep any confidence away from the offense early.
I really like the way Pernell McPhee and Leonard Floyd are coming on after overcoming their injuries. Tell me about how they match up against Tampa Bay's tackles. Is that an advantage for the Bears going into that game Sunday?
When you talk about bulk strength, you talk about Pernell McPhee. When you talk about double moves, foot speed, you know, a great athleticism, you talk about Leonard Floyd. And you still have Willie Young and Sam Acho, two other guys that can come in and keep fresh bodies against that offensive tackle position. So if you can create some fatigue on the exterior blockers of Tampa Bay's offense, maybe those fresh bodies, that will be challenging to the offensive line of Tampa.
Tom, let's flip it over to the other side of the ball. Great offensive effort. It seems like a million years ago now, though, against Minnesota. Balance on offense. Jordan Howard runs wild. Jay Cutler comes back, plays well. Are you expecting more of the same against Tampa Bay's defense, which features guys like Gerald McCoy and, I have to say it, our old buddy, Chris Conte?
Well, to me, I would attack Chris Conte, and I would respect the heck out of Gerald McCoy. I want to make sure that I get the defensive line of scrimmage block first if you're going to get any value out of Jordan Howard. But I don't want it to be just the Jordan Howard show. Kadeem Carey is healthy. Jeremy Langford is healthy. So if you're going to run the ball with any effectiveness, it's got to be running back by committee, because you want to have a fresh guy in the backfield. And I love what I saw out of Jay Cutler. The ad-lib play on the shovel pass to Jordan Howard. The ability to identify Cameron Meredith and Josh Bellamy and Alshon Jeffery and Zach Miller. All these guys, make sure you use them. And again, you know, because there are a lot more weapons to defend, make it more difficult for the defense.
Tom, now comes my favorite part of our little show, where we get your take on the opponent. But I want to ask you about your experience going and playing in hot weather. It's supposed to be 80 degrees down in Tampa. I believe the Bears are wearing their dark jerseys. It's going to be a hot one down there. They haven't played in a couple weeks. Give me something from your career that compares to that.
Well, I'll give you a true story. We were out in the field warming up before the game, and it was hot. And that's when mullets were in fashion. And after the pregame warm-up, we came into the locker room before kickoff, and Jay Hilgenberg grabbed me, got a pair of scissors from the trainer, took me into the shower and says, "Look, you got to cut my hair off." So I grabbed all of his mullet, I cut his hair off, and then he didn't have anything tight, and he felt that it was going to make him cooler throughout the game. But you talk about the little things that can have an effect on you in that type of heat, and there it was. I gave $1 million haircut with 5 cent scissors.
I remember back in the day in Bortz's locker, there was a picture in his own locker, there was a picture of him bald, and someone had cut out blonde hair and taped it to the picture of him. So that's good times.
Hey, you know, we all lose it throughout our career. It's very hard to take at the time, but, you know, now it's a fashion statement.
Tom, great stuff as always. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.